And finally, here at the Vatican, preparations are underway for the staging of a new operetta based on Dante's Divine Comedy with visions of heaven, hell and purgatory. Catherine Smybert found out more.
Amidst a series of post-Christmas concerts and animation of the liturgical season here in the Eternal City, as well as composing soundtracks for various spiritual films, the director of the liturgical office for the Vicariate of Rome is launching yet another musical project to capture people's hearts for God.
I have a dream. All people can have in heart a desire of heaven, desire of God, like Dante, who in the travel have a continued desire to see God, to see Beatrice, to see love. Like the man of today can have a desire to see God, to see love.
Monsignor Marco Frisina says his latest composition is inspired by some of Pope Benedict's considerations in his encyclical Deus Caritas Est, as he concentrates on our human search for the love of God.
The words of the Pope, Pope Benedict, suggest me this idea of the Divine Comedy, to present the man search the love with a capital L.
So Monsignor Frisina selected the poetry of Dante Alighieri, as he says that though it's an epic medieval poem, the Divine Comedy is just as relevant for our contemporary society.
In the Divine Comedy, the man will search the love, like the men of today. All the men search the love, but maybe don't know the way, don't know the way to reach the love. And Dante describes this travel, all spiritual travel, the joy, the melancholy, all the experience, human experience.
The music itself will accompany each stage of the journey through the three parts of the afterlife as described in the piece. For instance, heaven will be full of classical style melodies. The limbo of purgatory will then be illustrated with Gregorian chant, whereas hell will be full of more jarring music, such as rock, punk, and rave. The dancing routines are also inspired by Dante's descriptions, and elaborate sets will be enhanced by dozens of images projected onto screens.
In the work, it's involving many, many artists.
The lavish production is reported to include 200 performers and musicians, 6 projectors and a huge stage. Organisers plan to start rehearsals in the next few weeks and have asked permission then for the premiere to be held at the Vatican in November. Monsignor Frisina hopes the production will travel around the world to reach the hearts of all. I'm Catherine Smybert.